Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
The Leaving Cert just around the corner. Focus will turn this week to the points and college courses and all of the CAO systems that go with that. But does the Leaving Cert set students up for life, or should it be entirely revamped? Laura Walsh is a career guidance counsellor with Find Your Path. Laura, do you think it's good enough as it is, or do we need major change?
I think the Leaving Cert, it does set students up. I suppose it's the most kind of typical, straightforward kind of entry point to third level. But I suppose it's important that students, you know, do understand that there are other options, because some students, unfortunately, may not get the course that they want to do. So they may have to make a decision in terms of, do they accept the course, you know, kind of a lower ranked course, or do they decide to maybe take a year out? Do they decide to defer the program? Or maybe they might decide to kind of apply for their course of choice the following year. And students can do that by maybe going on to do a level five, the PLC route. So I suppose it's important that students are aware of their options, because, you know, unfortunately, not everyone can get the course that they want. And then I suppose as well, you know, some students might choose a course that, you know, they might accept the course that, you know, their heart mightn't be set in it, that's fine. But they could use that then to kind of get into what they want to do at kind of, you know, postgraduate master level. So there's loads of kind of entry points. You know, I would work with a lot of students, especially around teaching, like the primary school teaching tends to be, you know, really kind of, I suppose, a very kind of popular course for students. And, you know, I have loads of kind of adults that come to me in my practice. You know, they've done a course and they're trying to find a way into primary school teaching. And usually when you have kind of an undergraduate level eight, you can then go and, you know, do what study, what you want to do.
There's the back door.
By going the back door, especially with the PME and the primary teaching.
Yeah, so typically, though, we have a student will sit about seven subjects over the course of 2 years. There's a, you know, wide range, I suppose, of academic areas that are covered in that. Is that the right way, though? I mean, in terms of setting people up for life, should we even be, you know, describing the Leaving Cert as something that does that?
I know. I suppose, like, the Leaving Cert hasn't changed. Like, it really is a memory test at the end of the day. Like, even when I remember doing it, you know, like, what have I actually used in my actual life? Again, it depends on the subjects that you choose to study. Like, some students might choose to study like economics, business, and then they decide then to go into third level and study that in college. So I suppose there's some relevance there. But I mean, it is purely academic. And I suppose, like, students, we don't really focus too much on those life skills, like in terms of like resilience and kind of mental awareness, and even like things like, you know, like practical things like how to, you know, driving lessons, you know, DIY. We don't do those practical skills in school. It's only in college then that students kind of pick them up. But unfortunately, it hasn't changed. And it's, you know, it may not change for a while. So I suppose you kind of have to work with the system that we have.
For a lot of people, it's really just about, isn't it, how can I possibly capitalise on the you know, on the maximum available points that I might be able to get if I was to do X, Y and Z subjects, and hopefully try and make the most out of that. David is with me on the line. Nora, stay with us if you can. David, you've two children. Have they both completed the Leaving at this stage?
Oh, they both are well past it now. They were COVID kids. But I just don't think the Leaving Cert works for a lot of kids. As your caller already said, it's a 3-week memory test after 10 years in school. That's it. And if you're academic, perfect. Not if you is. And I do not understand the logic of somebody getting a H1 in geography and getting the maximum number of points, suddenly discovering that they're actually going to be the people that are going to be the consult doctors in years to come. I want a doctor that has, for argument's sake, a bit of sympathy, a bit of empathy, a bit of human emotion in there, rather than, you know, oh, I can tell you what the highest mountain in the world is. I don't think it's for various people. I much prefer a much broader Leaving Cert, some way of incorporating the likes of, say, if a, you know, 17-year-old has done the Gashka award, the Bronze Gashka or Silver Gashka. If they've community
kind of life skills or something, you know,
exactly. Yeah, I mean, the theory test for driving should be on the Leaving Cert curriculum, right? All that it is good for at the moment is simply an entrance exam to university. That's all. It should be the university's job to select university students. It should be the secondary school's job. It does not make sense to me. You know, there's no critical thinking. There's a lot of missed opportunities for critical thinking. There's no adaptability. I mean, knowledge is when you've learned something and you can apply that to something else and go, right, this is this. So in maths, for example, 1 + 1 is always going to be 2. But Andrea, if you told me what your favourite song was, and I then explain to you why I think it means something, you're going to go, no, David, sorry, stop. That's not what it means to me. This is what it means to me. And yet, one of the things that sunk me when I was looking at one of my daughter's poetry lessons one time was page 1 was the poem, page 2 was questions you might be asked at Leaving Cert about the poem, and page 3 was the answers to the questions. And I thought, no, but what does the poem mean to you? And she said, it doesn't matter what it means to me, it's what the answers are.
And some might say maybe that's the critical thinking, but yeah, I suppose
no,
the whole...
it's not, it's rote learning.
Whole approach we have is about learning it off and learning off a potential answer.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, your previous caller mentioned about the likes of DIY. Yes, I would absolutely have all that sort of stuff. Now, I know we don't have to do it anymore, but the likes of wiring a plug, fixing a fuse, and the electricians of the country are going to be going, please don't let them leave the fuse box. But in general, the likes of even being able to change a wheel on a car, not everyone's going to drive, but the actual thought process of how to do that, it's a project management skill. Like, I deal with a youth organisation, and, you know, I talk to people, and they really like the adaptability of, say, the scouts or the guides or something like that, because the people are used to dealing in small teams, being given a project to do, and be able to get on with it.
Yeah. But it's funny, you know, I think you make some very good points on that. I suppose it's very difficult, Laura, though, then, if we were to incorporate some of the different suggestions and ideas there that David has, how do we then decide who gets into what college course and what programme?
Yeah, no, I agree with what David is saying there. Because, like, the thing is, like kids, adults, we don't know how to change tyres. We don't know how to fix something if something goes wrong because we've never had the experience. And then I understand then when you're learning, like, students in school, they're learning what the answer is. They're not thinking about what the poem means. They don't care what the poem means. They just need to know what the poem will mean to the examiner. And then obviously one or two students will, you know, if they love English, they'll go deeper than that. But, you know, students are just basically doing enough to get them into college. But how do you choose? And that's the thing. It's kind of difficult. Like, I suppose, like, even with the medicine, like, they do have that HPAS kind of aptitude test. Like, they use that as kind of an entrance kind of, assessment for the spaces in medicine. But then the other side of it is apparently we have no doctors, we have no nurses. And then you look at the points for medicine and for nursing, and they're crazy high. So it's kind of like the population has increased. Everyone is going to college now. It's just assumed you'll go to college. But the actual physical size of the universities hasn't increased. So there's, you know, and that's why the points are so crazy. So that's happening as well. Singer, we need to actually make more spaces available.
Singer-songwriter Mary Coughlin is joining us as well, Laura. I mean, you've watched your own kids, Mary, sit the Leaving Cert. Did it set them up for life, or do you think it's time for change?
Oh, God, it's time for change. It's been time for change since I went to school. I didn't really like school. I liked history, geography and English, and that was about it. And I did very well in them. And it seemed a little bit important for me to get the piece of paper to say I passed, that I wasn't a complete failure as I was in other areas of my life. But I have 5 children aged from 49 to 29. And one of them was always into animals, but she went to school and she was miserable. And after the junior cert, when she was 16, she asked if she could leave. And we said, she had very clear plans of what she wanted to do. She wanted to be a horse whisperer. Now, that might sound kind of weird to some people, but she went to study when she was 18 with Monty Roberts in California. She did her online courses and then she went to do her practicals. He's the most famous horse whisperer in the world.
Right.
And she has she has like bred horses. She has like come, you know, she's amazing. She's decided to bake cakes this weather, and her cakes are actually prize winning cakes. And Cian, my son, wanted to leave school, but he persevered till the leave insert, and he was really unhappy. And one day I said to him, okay, look, what do you want to do? He said, I want to cook. And then I said, how stupid am I? How, like, the first time I ever bought a Jamie Oliver cookbook into the house, he was 9, and he was flicking through the pages, and he saw a picture, and it was monkfish, I'll never forget it, wrapped in Parma ham with a pesto, some sort of a black olive pesto.
Lovely. Sounds great.
And he said, can I make that? And we went to the shop, we got the ingredients, and then he started to cook, and then he ended up down at the Cliff House, my Michelin star place.
Yeah.
Amazing. And my other, the oldest three children went through the leave and search, went through college. One of them went to the NCAA, the Arts College in Dunleary.
NCAA, yeah.
Aoife went through teaching process, and she worked in the arts, in film particularly. And now she's gone back to teaching, special needs teaching. She did a course during COVID. And my other son did science because he loved animals. But when he graduated from UCD with an honours degree in science, most of his friends got jobs in pet shops.
Right.
Many of them went away to join wildlife parks all over the world.
Yeah.
And he decided, you know, there's nothing here for me with this honours degree in science unless I want to go into pharmacology, which he didn't. Anyway, so he decided to go back to Trinity to do his other love, which was music. And now he's mixing soundscapes for films. He did the kneecap film. But it doesn't prepare you for school, for life. Nothing in the education system now. It's just totally geared. And my grandchildren are now 16, 18. And
so they're at this phase
30.
Again, yeah.
Absolutely driven crazy by this. You know, what do you want to do? How many of you have made pints you're going to get and all of this stuff? And God love them. I think everybody should have a year off anyways after the leave insert and to figure out what they want to do. But the absolute insistence on the pint thing, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
And now they're going to schools where they have good results. But kids are unhappy. They are unhappy. And if you talk to them, they're unhappy. And they're driven. And a lot of it is driven by society and maybe their
probably
parents.
Probably parents, yeah, yeah.
But the books, the amount of study, and I'd be saying, don't worry about it. You don't have to worry about it. You'll be grand.
You know? You're fine. Well, you're lucky that your kids obviously find something, though, Mary, that they enjoyed and that they loved. And they all, you seem to have all excelled at it in their various areas.
Yeah, and I'll never forget this. And it was never because they were pushed. It's because what they wanted to do, you know. And I remember this nun I worked with. I met her in Germany. She had left. There was kind of a lay order of wonderful nuns, and they sang. Linda Tillery was her name. You can go and look her up. And she had a band that sang at concerts with her in all over Germany. But they decided to look at their community in San Francisco and see what the kids needed, you know. So they were very much out in the public, nuns working with community, you know. And said most of the kids, a lot of the kids wanted to do mechanics. They wanted to know how to restore an engine, how to make a car run. And they got bold broken down cars from people in the area, and they got mechanics who helped them to do it. And they got people who wanted to do X, Y, and Z. And they helped them the whole 4 or 5 years, whatever it took.
Yeah.
And they helped those children to achieve what it was they wanted to, you know? Really look at it our ways, I think. You know.
Well, I'm interested. Martin's with us too, Mary. Martin, you're a plumber. Do you agree with Mary on this? Like, or is it more important to have life skills, trade, you know, different trade skills? Is that more beneficial?
Of course it is. In this day and age, in any... What amazes me about schooling nowadays and college, it's all not teaching people basic, as it's all about point system. And another thing that annoys me is this push about Irish, Irish, Irish. Irish will not make you good at anything. You know what I mean? I see Irish down there, it's being shoved down our necks again. It's on every radio station, they've all these Irish ads. I have no problem with people. If you want to learn Irish, that's fine. Go off and learn Irish, go off to Bales Way School. But it's been 4 signs now, and you have to have all these points to get a job if you don't have Irish. Like, at the end of the day, like, you know, cough on. But going back to those days, I think all kids should be starting from fourth class in national school, should be exposed to all different trades, be a carpenter, electrician, a plumber. Have the tools in the school, little workshop, bring them in, see how they flare for it, and for cooking as well. You know, go back to the old days. There's none of that nowadays. Like, teach kids are not taught how to cook anymore. That's all long gone. It's all about points as well. At the end of the day, like, really, you teach all these subjects, like history and geography, but that's what really benefits you, really.
It depends where you end up or what you end up doing. I mean, but that's
very few. Majority of people end up in a job, maybe sitting at a desk, maybe out on a business place, or, you know, work on a farm, whatever they're doing. Learn them the basic proper skills to be able to use their hands, use their brain to make things and fix things. And to have a flair for it, and encourage them to just, you know, stick with it. And at the end of the day, when they end up in, say, third year, say, in secondary school, if they have a good favourite, there's a minute to say, they're not going for it.
The listener here has got in touch to say, as a lecturer, a university lecturer, and someone who's corrected the Leaving Cert exams, I can't begin to explain how disastrous the CAO points race is. I even had a supervising examiner who wouldn't let me give marks to Leaving Cert students who were answering the questions correctly, and I knew they were correct, but it wasn't on the marking scheme. Meanwhile, as a lecturer, my international students excel because their secondary education is just far more advanced. Preston O'Keefe is the president of the Irish Second Level School, the Second Level Students Union. Do you think it sets people up for their future, Preston?
No, I don't. I honestly don't. And it's something that all of my peers and our members tell me that they don't think it does set them up for life. And it doesn't. Like, people would finish school and they wouldn't have a clue how to set up, like, how to register to vote, how to apply for a mortgage or a loan. And, like, a lot of my friends are finished school now and they don't know what they want to do with themselves because they've spent the last 2 years stuck in books doing the subjects they don't want to be doing. They don't know what they want to do with the rest of their lives because they've been so caught up learning what King Lear said on page 42 of the book. Like, there's just so much stuff that doesn't exactly help people going into the future. And it's just unfair to people that they don't know what they haven't been able to find their passion because they've been so focused on a 3 week period of exams. Like, teachers might say that, you know, this sets them up for university or for college, but it doesn't, because that's not how university works. It's all based on, you know, your electives and your projects and your doing your classes. But 2 years of our lives go down to a 3 week period of exams, and it's too much stress and it's too much work for something that isn't worth the reward.
Yeah, well, it's funny, you know, the things about changing tyres and learning life skills and all this kind of stuff that was mentioned by some of our callers a little earlier. Some texters making the point today though, Preston, that, like, these are things people should really be learning at home. Like, it's not up to the teacher to teach kids how to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but again, if people at home don't know how to do it, then it should be the responsibility of the schools to teach you how to be a responsible member of society and how to be able to contribute to your fullest potential. Like, even when it comes to voting, which is, you know, a basic right as a citizen, young people are the lowest percentage of the population who are voting. There's, I think, only, I don't know the exact thing, I think around 60% of people aged 18 to 24 voted in the most recent election, which is kind of sad. It's horrible to see, even though you can register to vote at 16 and have your voting card done when you turn 18 and it's there for you, but people don't know that. People aren't doing it because schools aren't teaching them how to do it.
A lot of people with views on this today. As long as there's the Leaving Cert is tied to college entry, nothing's going to change. The curriculum is overloaded. There's too much emphasis on points and exams. It ruins the entire education experience. Students don't enjoy their subjects. They just want to be fed the information to try and pass the exam. It's a horrendous system for so many students. I'm a guidance counsellor and I get more disillusioned each year. Another texter tells me, I think the Leaving Cert therefore and college entry totally favours people who have money. And finally, this texter makes the point that we're making our children miserable with this education system. It's a total points race and it's totally ridiculous. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on Newstalk.